If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. What's up, everyone? If you're watching this in the vlog section on YouTube here, you're gonna see that I'm a little tanner. There is a reason why I haven't been able to post any podcasts in the last couple weeks. I've actually been spending the last 2 weeks in Hawaii, enjoying a little warm weather. And if you look behind me, you can see snow because we just got 8 inches of snow last night. So welcome home, Bobby. It was great. It was great to unwind, relax, really let the mind recoup. And I really believe, I know there's people that reach out all the time and say, hey, why do you go on vacation if you preach working so hard? The reason I go on vacation is because it allows me to work so hard. Like, I can work really hard for 2 months at a time because I go on vacation once every 2 months or 3 months. Like, I work for the vacations. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I can work those 80, 90 hour weeks knowing that I'm gonna have 10 to 2 weeks off every 2 months. It keeps me motivated, it keeps me focused, it keeps me driven. So like, I was definitely coming down to the end of the rope, end of the line before I left. I had worked a couple hundred hour weeks in a row, worked late into the night, swamped with a lot of stuff, and I was just getting run down. I was losing some of that excitement, and now that I got to leave for a little bit, the excitement's back. I'm pumped up. I'm gonna be with you guys every single day trying to post a podcast for you, whether it's from the Bobby Mason audio experience where it's just a daily update, or maybe it's a Master of the Start episode with someone amazing, or it's Pocket Thoughts with a couple of my brothers just really trying to figure out how to live this entrepreneurship life. There will be no interruptions for the next 2 months. I'll be grinding every day for 2 months. Then I'll be heading to Cayman. All good for me. But for the next 2 months, I will be trying to provide all of you with as much value as possible. I will be posting constantly. And I hope that you guys will interact with the podcast. You guys will reach out if you have any questions so I can continue to bring value to you where you need it, all right? That is why I'm here. That is why I work every day. And please remember, if I do not get back to you right away, it is because I'm actually trying to run a real company. This is what I do in my free moments when I'm driving, when I feel like I learned something really important that could help you. That's really life. That's life for me. We are gonna go through this journey together. We're gonna keep plugging away. And I guess I might as well give you the quick update. Getting to the grind today. Gonna work on some UX, UI kind of stuff in the Sketch app. So if you haven't used Sketch, look it up. Sketch is a great application for designing websites. It's really good stuff. It's like Adobe Illustrator, but better in my opinion. The second thing that we had figured out, and I did this morning already, posted the Master of the Start podcast. Check it out. It's with Alex Lieberman. What an absolute bro. He is the CEO and founder of The Morning Brew. The guy is a champ. He has just grown his daily morning email list to 975,000 plus daily readers. That is crazy. So check out that podcast. he talks about everything. He goes in depth about his company, which is super interesting, super fascinating. Third thing I'll be doing today is catching up on emails. Holy moly, do I have a lot of them. If any of you guys listen to this and you guys have a strategy for how you keep up with emails and keep up with what everyone else needs from you, please send me a message. Whether you email me at bobby@gomahi.com or you find me on social media and reach out through direct message, please do it. I would love you forever if you had a strategy that works for you. And if I find one that works great, I will share it on the next podcast. The fourth thing that we're going to get done today, the fourth thing is we're going to schedule a lot of meetings. When I say we, I mean me. Got a lot of meetings to schedule with developers. Have a lot of people we want to bring on our team. It's a pretty exciting time. We had a lot of momentum before I left, and it's my job as the CEO to make sure I get that momentum back and I keep pushing everyone in a direction that they want to be pushed, because my job, and I guess I wasn't even thinking about talking about this, but I'm going to now. My job as a CEO is to create a vision that people within my company can follow, because as a startup, I'm not going to be able to incentivize them with a boatload of money. And the truth is, the only way I can incentivize them is by creating a vision that they fall in love with and they can follow until the end. So my goal today, and I was thinking about this on my trip, my goal today is to really map out a clear vision for people to follow. So it's not my job to sit there and say, hey, you see that flag at the top of the mountain? Go get that flag. That's not my job. They will never get to the top of that mountain if I don't lay out a path for them, because they don't see the same flag that I do. They don't want to go and capture that flag as much as I do. How could they? That flag is mine. That's our company's flag. And no one can love our company as much as I do, because it's a thing that I built with some tears, a lot of sweat, a lot of hours, and I love it to death. But there's no way that someone that came on 2 months ago can find that same passion. So what I need to make sure I do is say, hey, here's that flag. That's the flag at the top of the mountain. Here's how we get there. Here's the pathway. Here are the trees we have to go around. Here are the cliffs we have to climb. And ultimately, here's how we summit. So that's my job today. Or those are all my jobs. Those are my big tasks. But I guess my biggest one is really creating that roadmap for people to follow. So super excited. As you can tell, I might be a little tired. I guess I'm just not used to the time change yet. But I'm back. I'm here with you guys for the long haul. I'm excited. Make sure you reach out and I will try to answer any questions that will help you. And ultimately, even if it's not a question that I can answer through the podcast, just reach out and I'm always willing to help. So, all right, guys, have a lovely Monday and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.